Chapter 26 Aslan. Connor was still drinking, but it didn't seem to be taking the edge off his bitterness or misery. He was taking the whole thing far more personally than Aslan would have thought. Probably it was the glittering career he could have built on the successful prosecution that cut most deeply, rather than bringing such a notorious war criminal to justice. Or perhaps that was harsh. There was no reason personal ambition and a love of justice needed to be mutually exclusive, after all. The trial had gone downhill after Rex. That there were terrible crimes committed in Compesh by Red Mark forces was never in dispute, but where the buck stopped was like smoke. It seemed mind-blowingly obvious to Aslan and Connor and many others that Jonas Murray had been holding the leash all that time. But get the matter to court, and Murray was clever, and his defense team was clever, and every incident seemed to have a weak link they could exploit. Murray would plead that he had conflicting orders, conflicting reports, that subordinates of his had taken matters into their own hands. Where were these subordinates? Many of them had died in the fighting or could not be located. At least one key witness had met with an accident before they could testify, just plausible enough as an accident that no fingers could be definitively pointed. And the case against Murray had begun to evaporate. They got him on minor matters, but the big charges, the chemical weapons, the cleanup, buzzed about his name like flies over excrement, but never settled. His lawyer had made a dynamite closing speech. She had pointed out the severity of the crimes, the fact that Murray would likely be executed if convicted. She pointed out the multinational force that had sent Red Mark into Compesh. She asked who the real villains were. Murray was no more than a scapegoat, she said. And although the prosecution had scrabbled and scrabbled, none of it had quite been enough. Murray walked out of the court a free man. Connor was incandescent. Then Arnak had turned up and shouted at him, and the two of them had got into a blazing row. Connor had said things to his superior that would probably not assist his career. Then he had come to the bar and started on the scotch. Aslan just sat and watched him and thought about Rex. His report had been handed in before the trial, and his own superiors would certainly have been watching the bioform's performance on the witness stand, as had millions of others. Someone dropped down into the booth beside him. Expecting Connor back with another glass, he jumped when he saw it was Maria Allen.
"Congratulations are in order, I understand," she said.
"What do you mean, for Murray?"
Her smile was small and prim.
"You need better sources of information in your own department, Mr. Aslan."
Connor was getting into an argument with a bartender. Aslan grimaced.
"Look, it's probably not a good time to be cryptic, okay?"
She slid a tablet over the table to him.
"Advance viewing for you.
You didn't get it from me."
His eyes flicked down, irritated, then stuck.
"Is this
preliminary recommendation, but it's going to go through," she told him. "Looks like you did some good work there."
"We both know it wasn't my work that swung this."
He couldn't stop staring at the tablet.
The committee he had reported to had finally stirred themselves. As he had predicted, they had been putty in the hands of public opinion. Except that public opinion had shifted since Rex's dismal performance on the Murray trial. Those moments when Arnak had been browbeating the bioform and the huge creature, shackled and bound, had just sunk lower and lower before him, whimpering and distressed. From villain to victim, fearsome to fearful. Everyone had heard Murray's words to him. Everyone had seen the wretched creature, tormented and conflicted. Human emotions written plain on a canine face and in the hybrid language of its bioform body. Everyone had seen a dog who hadn't wanted to go against its master. The internet had gone mad for it. That great chaotic weather vane of human opinion had switched from terror of the ravening bioforms to fervent campaigns for bioform rights. There had been petitions and flame wars and fan sites within the day. People had got hold of the fact that the future of bioforms was even then being weighed and had contacted their elected representatives. And no doubt the corporations and regimes who had made use of bioforms as security services had been fanning the flames. Any semblance of actual rational debate on the question was overwhelmed by a great tide of well-meaning human emotion. And for once, Aslan was glad. He had feared that same emotion would see Rex and all his kind exterminated. Now, there was a tentative move to grant bioforms some manner of legal identity, some meager set of rights to go with the restrictions. Because there would need to be restrictions. However thin you sliced it, bioforms retained the potential to do enormous damage. Dangerous dogs legislation wasn't going to cover it. But they were here now. They were here to stay. Humanity was sharing the world with another sentient species for the first time in tens of thousands of years. There would be years of argument left. What rights should they have? How human were they? How much ownership did their manufacturers retain? Were they slaves? Did someone hold intellectual property rights to them? Enough grounds of disagreement that a great many lawyers would be kept in gainful employment for the rest of their days, and probably Aslan amongst them.
"This is great news," he said softly.
"I don't see you jumping up and pumping your fists in triumph," Alain observed wryly.
"It's the start of a very long process."
"Yes, but it's also the biggest legal milestone in a very long time," she pointed out. "It grants certain rights to non-human intelligences that have hitherto been reserved solely for humans."
"Quite a thought, isn't it?"
"Yes. Yes, it is."
Aslan stared at her for a moment.
"Tell me, Miss Alain, why are you so concerned about all of this? You were investigating the Murray case. I'd have thought you'd be commiserating with David."
"This is bigger than Murray," she told him. "I'm disappointed we couldn't get him in the bargain, but this is bigger."
"Well, yes, I happen to agree. I'm just surprised you say that."
"What aren't I seeing?" "A great deal." Her smile probably meant well, but it struck a wrong note somewhere and came out looking false. "You'll find out in due course, and no doubt you'll kick yourself for not knowing sooner. But for now, just accept it's an issue I feel passionately about." She said it with her usual reserve, but he felt that he detected at least a touch of that passion hidden behind it.
"And I won't forget, Mr. Aslan, that you played your part, and you did it very well. The future is in your debt."
"For better or for worse," he agreed, sliding the tablet back towards her.
"There's one more thing you should see."
She brought up another report and tilted it to show him.
"Skim this, would you?"
It was a short enough document, and his blood had gone cold before he reached halfway.
"This can't be."
"It's true. It would be a rather bad taste joke otherwise, don't you think?" She arched a perfect eyebrow. Someone had discovered a security breach at the bioform holding facility where they had Rex and so many other dogs. It looked as though all the locks and alarms and fail-safes in the place had been ready to deactivate all at once. Every door would have opened. Every bioform would have been free.
"I don't understand," Aslan admitted. "This would have been chaos, carnage, wouldn't it?"
"We'll never know," Alain told him, "because your bosses came to the right decision. And so nobody ever needed to put this into practice." He looked into her eyes, and something there frightened him badly. He had met fanatics in his time, and he had met monsters of the human variety, and later the bioforms that humans had made. In that moment, Maria Helene frightened him far more, because he had no idea what he was looking at.
The future is coming, Mr. Aslan. Be happy you're its champion, because it won't be stopped, she said softly.
And then she was gone from the booth even as Connor staggered over, shirt pulled half open from his altercation with the bartender. For the first time ever, Aslan envied the other man's ability to resort to alcohol.